The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Have you heard the strange tales of the Whistler?
I'm the Whistler.
You can't leave me now, Elizabeth. I need you. I've just come from Dr. Elston. It's my eyes. I'm on the verge of going blind.
Another Sunday night, and again CBS presents The Whistler.
I, the Whistler, know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. And so I tell you tonight the extraordinary story of In the Dark. Thomas Northcote was a very busy man, a marine architect, a wealthy shipbuilder. And by the summer of 1940, he found himself working harder than ever and longer hours. He became the victim of severe headaches. So finally, he visited his friend and physician, Dr. John Elston.
The pain isn't constant, you say, Tom?
No, it comes and goes. When it strikes, it's almost unbearable.
Been working unusually long hours, haven't you?
Yes. All day and for the past 6 months till midnight. What do you think is wrong with me?
Well, when a man passes 40, he's subject to a lot more things than when he's younger.
Yes, but what is wrong with me?
Pretty exacting work, yours.
Why don't you tell me? Can't afford to spend the day here.
Oh, don't get excited. Calm down, I'll tell you. But you won't like to hear it.
What? You don't think I'm losing my mind?
I didn't say that.
But that's what you mean.
Please, Tom.
That's ridiculous. Why, I've known all about my family for 200 years back. Not a trace of insanity in one of them.
I said nothing about insanity.
Well, then, what are you talking about?
It is possible, however, to throw yourself completely off balance by overwork. Worry, mental strain.
I know.
Your nerves are shot to pieces. What does Elizabeth think about your working like this?
I don't know. What can she say? It's got to be done.
Well, Tom, you're going to let someone else do it for a while.
What?
I mean it. You're headed for a nervous breakdown. And something else.
What else?
Blindness.
Good heavens.
You have an eye condition which has become aggravated by environment.
What can be done about it?
Stop work immediately, rest, get outdoors, get away.
For how long?
A month at least, maybe longer. Put that yacht you built to some use. It's been tied up for over a year.
Are you sure about all this?
Positive.
All right, John. I've no choice in the matter. I'll drop in again in a few days.
Of course. Goodbye, Tom.
So Tom, completely flabbergasted, goes back to his office and tries to finish some plans and specifications. But he cannot keep his mind on the work, so he goes home early.
Well, good evening, Mr. Northcote.
Good evening, Billings.
This is most unusual. I mean, we didn't expect you for dinner.
I know, I didn't feel so well this afternoon.
I'm sorry, sir.
Isn't Elizabeth having dinner here?
No, sir. Mrs. Northcote hasn't had dinner in for several weeks.
I didn't know that.
She's been going out every evening.
Well, I don't want much. Something light.
Very good, sir. Oh, there's a letter for you in the library.
A letter?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Billings. Letter, eh? Certainly not a business letter. No return address. If your wife, Elizabeth, doesn't stay away from a certain man, there's going to be a scandal in this town that you won't like. A friend. Good heavens. Stay away from a certain man. Billings. Billings!
Yes, Mr. Northcote?
Do you know where Mrs. Northcote has gone?
No.
Did she say who she was to meet?
No, she never does.
Just goes out for the evening?
Oh, sometimes in the afternoon as well.
I see.
You look a bit pale, sir. Shall I call Dr. Elston?
No, Billings, I don't think he could be of much help at the moment. I'll be all right. Good night.
slowly up the stairs to his room and goes to bed. He has difficulty falling asleep. Stares into the darkness, and through his mind runs the phrase, certain man, a certain man. But what man? Finally, he drops off to sleep. He rises early and, without seeing Elizabeth, goes to the office to wind up his affairs. Then arrives home early again. But Elizabeth is not there. Elizabeth is sitting in a cocktail lounge with Charles Carroll, her attorney.
I never see Tom anymore. He leaves early, comes in late. Business, business, business. I just can't go on like this. It's driving me mad.
You're no different from a lot of women in this country. Production has speeded up, and there's nothing a man can do about it.
But if Tom loved me, he could find a little time to spend with me.
Do you still love Tom?
I did, but his indifference has made me cold as a cucumber.
Yes, but you have everything. Money, position. Why throw it away? This condition may only be temporary.
I can't understand you, Charles. We went through puppy love together. Went through school together. Then we drifted apart and I met Tom.
Why can't you understand me?
Because for 3 weeks now, and I've seen you almost every day, you, of all people, have been trying to talk me out of divorcing Tom.
That's right.
But do you want me to go on like this?
I want you to be sure, Elizabeth.
I am sure. Are you afraid you'll lose some business if I divorce Tom with you as my attorney?
Elizabeth, you know I'm terribly fond of you. I always have been and always will be. Your happiness means a great deal to me. That's why I don't want you to take this step until we're sure that you'll not be sorry later.
You're the one who isn't sure.
Darling, it's for your own good. Please wait.
All right, Charles. If that's the way you feel, I'll wait.
Good.
Can you drop me off at my place?
Yes, I can. But...
But what?
Well, look, Elizabeth, I'm going to be very busy for the next 2 or 3 days. And we've talked over this situation for weeks, so suppose you think on it for a while and make up your own mind. And call me.
Why, of course, Charles. I have been taking a lot of your time lately. I'm sorry.
It's all right, darling. Come along.
Charles takes Elizabeth home and leaves her at the door. Tom Northcott is in the library waiting for Elizabeth.
Tom? What on earth are you doing home so early? I'm certainly surprised.
Are you?
What's happened?
What did you do this afternoon?
The same thing I do every afternoon and every evening. Try to kill time.
I suppose it has been rather boring lately, since I've had to spend so much time at the plant.
Yes, it has.
Been playing bridge a lot, have you?
Yes. Bridge and parties. Oh, there are a number of things one can do when one has to.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but this extra heavy load of business is not of my own making. I thought you would understand.
I understand that you work hard, that you're very busy. But even when you're here, you seem to be completely unaware of my presence. You come in late, go to your room without a word, get up with the birds, and leave without a word.
I wasn't aware of that. But I suppose it's true.
I was able to stand it at first. And then I became horribly lonely. So lonely, I couldn't bear this house another moment. So I started going out here and there.
That should have helped?
For a while. You had changed, Tom. I did attribute it to business, but when you changed so completely, became so indifferent toward me, I suddenly realized that you no longer loved me. And then I changed.
You changed?
Yes. Finding some way to occupy my time is no longer the difficulty.
No? What is the difficulty?
My difficulty is forcing myself to come back to this empty shell each night.
You think I don't care for you?
What else could I think?
And you're saying you've lost your affection for me?
Yes.
And you found someone who is more attentive?
I have many friends whose company is most pleasant.
A man?
Friends. Men and women. Friends who understand.
Elizabeth, they don't understand. And you don't understand. In another moment, you'll be telling me you want to leave me.
I do. I can't stay here any longer.
Then we'll both leave, together.
What?
This is all a complete misunderstanding, Elizabeth. We love each other, regardless of what you think. This can be remedied very easily.
No,
please,
Tom.
Please listen to me. I need your help.
Help? What do you mean?
For some time now, I've been ill. I've said nothing about it, but it's grown worse. The pain has increased.
Pain?
Yes, in my head. My eyes. Flashes of light. I went to see Dr. Elston.
John.
Yes, Dr. Elston. He told me that I must quit work, take a complete rest, or go blind.
Blind? Oh, Tom, how awful.
We'll take the yacht, Elizabeth. A long cruise. It'll save my sight, and it'll help us, too. We can pick up where we apparently left off.
But, Tom...
Please, Elizabeth. I need you.
All right, Tom. I'll go.
We can leave in a few days. And we needn't go alone. If you prefer, we can have some guests along. Oh, would that help?
Yes. Yes, I believe it would.
Very well. Who would you like? You select someone you'd like to have along, and I'll select someone. People we both know.
Yes. Well, I'd like to have...
Yes?
Dr. Elston.
John, you'd like to have him along?
Very much. He's charming company, and besides, he may prove valuable.
Then it's John Elston. Mm-hmm. I'll ask him tomorrow. And say, how about Charles Carroll? Always liked Charlie. And Marge Durant. They're still engaged, aren't they?
Why, I don't know.
By George, Elizabeth, I'm going to enjoy this trip. I feel better already. I wonder if the doctor will join us.
I'm sure he will.
Well, if he turns me down, I'll let you talk to him. I'm sure you can persuade him.
Next day, Tom visits the doctor, John Elston. And after some persuasion, the doctor accepts the invitation. Then Tom runs into Marge Durant in the doctor's waiting room.
Well, hello there, Marge. How are you?
All right.
Haven't seen you or Charlie in some time. How is Charlie?
Oh, all right, I guess.
You guess? Haven't you seen him? Don't tell me you two have broken off your engagement.
Oh, no, not officially. Charles has been exceptionally busy for several weeks.
Well, you mustn't be too hard on us men in times like these. We don't mean to be neglectful.
No.
I'm taking a cruise in the old yacht. Going to leave in a few days. You've gone several weeks. How would you like to join us?
Us?
Yes. Elizabeth and me. And Dr. Elston. He's just accepted.
Well, I'd love to go.
We all need to get away from things now and then.
We certainly do, but I don't...
Oh, I've already asked Charlie. And he said he'd love to go, if I could persuade you to go.
Charles said that?
He did. So you'll have a chance to see him every day.
Well, I'll be tickled to death to join
you. Good. The party's complete. Come aboard Saturday night. We'll sail early in the morning. See you later, Marge.